You're listening to MUT Radio. Shape and own your future.
We do have Nkata Swana on the line right now, and we're going to be chatting to her in a moment. Before, I think I should actually introduce Nkata Swana. Who is Nkata Swana? It's really the beautiful vocals and the beautiful song. But again, Nkata Swana is also an administrator, a facilitator, a vocalist, and plays the recorder and saxophone, a marimba, and still drums as well. She has been co-composing music for Exchange Productions between Lutando Arts Academy and Untold from Netherlands. And yeah, she is currently part of Luyanda Sidiya's Standard Bank Young Artist Lapayana Ge Amawetu cast as well. She has recorded her first EP in Pretoria and signed with Monaco Music Index Consulting, which was produced by Ulungele Ngoboge. She has been part of Simpiwe Dana's Moya Vocalist at the Joburg Theatre as well. She's been a music curator for Mandela Bay Theatre's Complex Women in Arts in Arts Manyano Festival, and also music director at Sbane Concert in Liano Stage in Johannesburg as well. She also staged her first musical theatre production, La Familia, which was premiered at the Ipupo Drama Festival in Quebeja, and later showcased in Durban as well. She has won the inaugural CAB Festival competition administered by the UKZN Center for Creative Arts as well. She's part of the Charlotte Maklehe production and also quite a lot of things. Actually, she is a very well accomplished musician as well. She has been part of many festivals. She has even worked in Turkey and was part of a musical such as Jersey Boys and CRW 2020. I think let's just chat to this superstar. Nkata Swana, hi.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I am very good. Thank you so much for joining us right here on the Vukubangene Breakfast Show.
Thank you for having me.
Wow. I'm very impressed reading your bio and reading what you've actually accomplished in the art scene in Japan only, because it looks like it's not only music that you are into, but you just love art, you know, as a whole. How did you get into that space?
I have been doing music since I was very young. So I think it is natural to grow and find other parts of art, because music, if you put music with a story, it becomes theater. If you put music with dance, it becomes, So I think I just wanted to find out how other ways of showcasing the music, and that's how I got into the other art forms as well.
Oh, nice, nice. I was really wondering. That is such a lovely thing to do. Now, also, is it part of storytelling as well that you discovered, Guti, maybe I should also just play a saxophone, play the marimba, and still drums as well?
No, I think it is just school. It is influence from school. Because I actually started with the keyboard at church.
Oh yeah.
And then after that, I decided, hey, maybe I should do this academically as well, and learn classical piano and notes and everything else. And then because I was chosen, I think in grade two, you know, when they choose children to do recorder. So I was one of those children who were chosen.
Wow.
And then I took it seriously until varsity, actually, because it was my first instrument, even in varsity. And then all the other instruments came in different times of my life.
Wow.
I was very inquisitive. I wanted to know. So that's why I played so many instruments, because I wanted to understand them.
I think definitely in art, curiosity, ave ibalegile. But anyway, yeah. You are doing a gospel. You have a gospel song. Why choose gospel?
First and foremost, before the music, I am a child of God.
Okay.
So And also just me, I my parents are pastors, so I'm a PK. So the influence of church from a very young age, also I was saved at 11 years old. So it made sense to do gospel. It really made sense.
Okay. Now, you've done quite a number of things here. You've even worked with Osimpiwe Dana. You've even been to, to part of a musicals in Turkey as well. For you, though, what has been, like, your most favorite highlight, if I may put it like that?
That's a difficult one. Okay, but I think my favorite highlight actually was the Turkey one. Mm-hmm. It really opened another world of possibilities. I think that is why the Turkey one is my highlight at the moment. Yeah.
Speaking of Turkey, actually, how did we get there? How did we get to, you know, to that level?
Yeah. So I was part of a group called Legato. They sing a cappella. Right. And then the year I joined Legato, because I was replacing another girl, they were asked already, and they were in the process of going to Turkey because of a lecturer of ours at school at Nelson Mandela University. So she had connections and she was sending Legato there. So when I joined, they're like, hey, do you want to go? I was like, hey, no, because it was like too soon. And then, so the next year, then I decided maybe I should do this Turkey thing, and I did.
Turkey thing, yeah.
From there on, man,
Became your favorite. Wow.
Legato. Yeah.
Nice. Now, just quickly, what impact do you want to make when you perform and when you might like make music? You know, when you also like having a musical theater production, what impact do you wish to make on the person who's consuming this art form that you are presenting to them?
I want people to have an experience. If people wanted to just listen to the song, they would listen to it on their phones and all of that.
Yeah.
But if people come in to a live performance, it needs to be life-changing. Even in the smallest way, it doesn't have to be something big.
Yeah.
But it needs to be life-changing and have an experience. If it's a musical, the message that I'm conveying should have some life-changing impact on them. If it's gospel, God should be showing up hectically in their lives, and they must have a new perspective of God's love. An experience, honestly.
That is definitely very beautiful. Now, speaking of music as well, this is the new single that we were just playing. Is it a pre-single to an album? Because I think we have an EP. Are we really going into an album? Are we going into maybe another EP? What can we expect?
It's an album. Initially, we were going to do the EP, right? And then, God is amazing. So there were just so many songs that were coming up. So we decided, actually, let's just do an album.
Nice.
So it's an album. It's going to come soon.
Okay. Hey, ngiyabasaba go soon by my artist, because soon we artist, it's going to go 2 years. Look, what I want is soon 2 years later.
So, it's God climbing above ours. So if God says 2 years later, then who are we?
Please, let's have the music. Let's have the music. But thank you so much for actually coming through to the Vukubangene Breakfast Show. Now, where do listeners find you on social media?
They can find me on Facebook, on Instagram, on TikTok, on Twitter, as Unchantla Swana, and that's Unchantla with a T, and not an eight.
Mm.
I always have to explain this. Yeah, that's Botswana. You can find me there.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, I have one last question that I forgot, actually. You are part of, you know, a lot of arts festivals, and, you know, you're also into Standard Bank Young Artist, you know, cast. What would you say is the importance of an artist, which we might have an artist listening, what would you say is an importance of actually being involved in arts festivals, in, you know, theater productions, in such, you know, Center for Creative Arts as well?
It's very important for an artist to do that, because it's a matter of networking, building networks. You really need networks. So at a festival, you have a lot of people who are not necessarily there to watch you, but they end up watching you because it's a festival and you're part of the lineup.
Yeah.
And you get exposed to so many people and they get exposed to you. So it's very important for artists to take those seriously. And also musical, it's a different art form.
Mm.
But musicals always need music. So if you're an artist and you say, I'm just doing music, and you think you shouldn't be going to the theatre side, the theatre side always needs music. So if you network like that, they can bring you in to do all of those things. So it's very important, very important.
Tantla, thank you so much for joining us right here on the Vukubangene Breakfast Show. All the best moving forward and with making that album. Hopefully it does come soon. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Bye.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.